everyone, and welcome to Connected Roots, Educational Insights for a Better World. This podcast is a collective effort brought to you by the Humane Education Coalition. Connected Roots features inspiring interviews and stories from experts in the field of humane education. I'm your host, Megan Moon, president and founder of the Coalition. We are a global alliance for collective impact. We collaborate with education partners in human rights, environmental ethics, and animal protection to achieve common goals and support their work. You can learn more at hecoalition.org. On today's episode, we welcome Victoria Hackett, the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com, a virtual classroom for natural teachers who want to reconnect children with nature. Outdoor Classrooms offers online masterclasses, on-site trainings, retreats, and more. Victoria is also the author of the Seeds of Inspiration for Outdoor Learning card deck. Her mission is to inspire teachers and parents to create one-of-a-kind outdoor classrooms and nature-based curriculum on a shoestring budget. I know many of us can relate to that. Hey, Victoria, welcome to Connected Roots, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Great. So let's just dive right in. Tell me about Outdoor Classrooms. Why did you choose to create this online resource? And what exactly is an outdoor classroom for listeners who may be unfamiliar with the term?
Oh, absolutely. I actually started Outdoor Classrooms from, I've always been an educator, and I started it with my parent hat on, and I was walking by an outdoor desolate space at my children's elementary school. And I sort of looked at it and said, wouldn't it be great to make that an outdoor classroom? And so what is an outdoor classroom? An outdoor classroom is a outdoor space where educators can take their children. And again, they can be in a backyard at a home as well. So parents can take their children out, but it's a space where you can dive into curriculum and all sorts of possibilities for learning outdoors. So what we did in this space was, it was this old desolate space, and we got the community together and we created an outdoor classroom. We had all different types of gardens, herb garden, and we had a pizza garden. So there's all different types of outdoor learning spaces that you can put into an outdoor classroom. And I speak a lot about that at the site. But once I made, our community made this outdoor classroom space at my children's elementary school, I started bringing classes out, and I noticed two things that happened. I found, again, my children at the time were in kindergarten and preschool. And so when we brought kids out, we brought some fifth graders out, and I was astonished how many fifth graders had never planted anything in the ground. The other thing was, I really noticed that there weren't a lot of teachers that knew what to do with this outdoor space. They were like, okay, this is lovely, but they really didn't know how to use it as an outdoor classroom. So over time, my children had graduated from this space and we had used it throughout the years. And I really went home and really started researching the benefits of outdoor classrooms, what are outdoor classrooms. And I started taking my children to outdoor classroom spaces. That's where the birth of OutdoorClassrooms.com came to be, because in this research, I really found that there's four different types of gardens. There's gardens that feed, gardens that attract wildlife, gardens for art and beauty, and gardens as outdoor learning stations. And I just felt like there were four different types of camps of people that didn't necessarily talk to each other. So that's where I came up with OutdoorClassrooms.com. As I wanted to inspire as many teachers as I can throughout the world. So I didn't want to go replicate this garden that we had created at my children's elementary school. What I wanted to do was create resources for teachers that could create their own one-of-a-kind outdoor classrooms in whatever space, whether it be at their school or parents in their backyards. So each type of garden has different elements, and I wanted to educate anybody that's interested in reconnecting children with nature, what those elements are and how they could mix and match them and create them in their own spaces. So that's how that was the beginning seed. I call it seeds of inspiration.
So what are the different courses and resources that you offer at Outdoor Classrooms?
So Outdoor Classrooms has really grown over the years. I love creating content, and what I do, I've always, as an educator, gone and done workshops in different schools and after-school programs and early childhood programs. So I offer a lot of on-site trainings, but the actual site provides lots of masterclasses that folks can sign up for. The live masterclasses include live Zoom calls like this, where teachers can talk to each other in the class. So the topics have been everything from the one that's going on now is exploring nature in winter, which teachers love, and it's all about how can we take our children outside during these sort of winter months. Another favorite is Let's Grow Literacy Outdoors, Let's Grow Math Outdoors. And at the moment, we have we're kicking off our first Outdoor Classroom Summit, where we have nature-based leaders and thought leaders throughout the country coming to speak, and that's just been so inspiring. And I also offer a weekly newsletter, the Outdoor Classroom News, which we call The Seedling, and that really features ideas and activities and things that you can do with all different age groups.
Wow, that's so many resources. You must have your hands full.
I have hands full, but I love it because I learn and I get inspired by all the other educators that are out there. And I think we fill each other's cups because there's just so much that's possible. And then when that child makes that reconnection with nature and all the stories that come with it, it's just so exciting. We have a lot of children out there that are suffering from nature deficit disorder. So it's really important that we try to create outdoor spaces and train teachers and parents to find ways to get outdoors as often as possible. So I find that people are like, they get out there, what should we do? And there's just so much, the possibilities are endless. And so that's where the master classes come in and that teachers can really take the class and sign up for the class. But the beauty is that it's all self-paced. There is a live component so you can meet other people from all over the world. We had students from Budapest, Hungary, another one from Italy. So we've got folks from all over the world joining us.
It seems what you're teaching is really universal. So it really does reach an international audience quite well, I would think.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's fun to bridge that gap and that nature is really the medium.
Excellent. Well, one question we hear again and again, Victoria, is how to build relationships with teachers and schools. A lot of our partners at the Coalition and a lot of educators within the broader field of humane education are wondering how this is possible. Do you have any tips to share on this from your experience? I mean, how have you managed to develop relationships with teachers and schools to offer your professional development opportunities?
Oh, that's a great question. It's really just really understanding what their challenges are. And oftentimes the challenges are weather, space, there's not enough time, it's too hard to get outside, it's too cold, all of these different challenges. Sometimes they're often very similar. But then it's also sitting down with teachers and parents and listening to the challenges, but then also dreaming a little bit. What would you like to have? What do you want your goals to be? And really breaking it down to maybe three possible goals. Let's work with three goals and really start small, because I find that teachers are very overwhelmed. They have too much work to do, and the thought of doing a whole outdoor classroom seems completely overwhelming. But if you break that overwhelm down to a very small goal, like let's go outside and read a book outside, or let's have to go outside and read a book and then maybe do an activity. So it's a little bit helping teachers recognize that they can really, really start small to achieve a much greater large goal.
You know, it seems like outdoor learning is so versatile that you can really integrate anything into an outdoor classroom setting and engage students in new ways. And I love the versatility of what you do.
It's incredible. I mean, you can really just take one topic like math and really go outside and really engage and look to your outdoor space and really see that math is everywhere. And through our site, you can learn lots of different activities that you can therefore add to that. So it's sort of like, you know, you're building a Sunday in a sense. And then what can you add to your outdoor space to really make it an outdoor classroom? And I talk a lot about creating signage and creating gathering spaces. So you're really creating a outdoor space that's welcoming. And someone that would come into that space would say, yeah, wow, there's a lot of learning that's going on here.
So, Victoria, could you maybe share a story of Outdoor Classroom's success? A meaningful way your learning opportunities have positively impacted a teacher or a school or students?
What I hear and what I enjoy hearing most is when teachers come back to me with excitement. And I have a couple just little tidbit ones. One teacher who took my Exploring Nature in Winter masterclass. And I was also consulting at their school, so she was able to tell me this face-to-face, and she says, oh, Victoria, I never really thought about taking the children outside and having snack out there. I mean, it was such a simple thing, but it made, and it, she goes, I've always been someone that has been so connected with nature, but I just sort of, it sort of ran dry, and this class really inspired me to get outside more and to really engage with children. And I have another teacher that was really having a difficult time with winter and it getting dark so early. And so she does play groups. So just really hearing inspirations from teachers. I have also created a Seeds of Inspiration for Outdoor Learning card deck. And so knowing that card deck, which explains the four types of gardens, has pictures from the four different types of gardens, knowing that this card deck is being spread throughout the world is really exciting. So, and then when I hear stories back from how that is impacting their teaching, I sort of see it as dropping a stone in a pond and the ripple effect. The stories, the resources, the ripple effect comes back. And I think the most impact is that they eventually impact the children and that the children are spending more time outdoors. So that's the greatest success.
So what advice would you give to educators who are considering introducing an outdoor classroom idea to their school or in other educational settings? What advice would you give to those educators who want to do this, but they're just not sure how to get buy-in to the idea or develop an outdoor classroom in their community?
That's such a great question because it happens all the time. I think there's always one person that really is so excited and they really want to get going. And so my recommendation is no one can do it alone. You have to create community. You need allies. You need to reach out to the community. You need to communicate clearly. But you can get stuck in trying to design this perfect outdoor classroom and this perfect space. And I see teachers do that all the time. I kind of push them off the edge and just say, do one thing. Start in one small area. It might be create a mud kitchen or create a water wall or create a sensory garden or make a sign. Do something that's so small and then join our community and we'll support you along the way. Then once you do that one thing and you see how kids are reacting to it, do another thing. And all the resources, and there's endless resources. My site's really about creating outdoor classrooms on a shoestring budget. So therefore, anything's possible, and to really look at what you already have and create from there.
That's great. And you said so many exciting key words, mud kitchen and water wall. I'm so intrigued, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. Where can they go to get more information about your programs?
Oh, absolutely. They can email me directly at Victoria, VICTORIA, at outdoor-classrooms.com. They can go straight to the website, which is www.outdoor-classrooms.com, and everything is there. There's a link to the shop for the card deck if you're interested. There are possibilities for master classes. They're there. And again, if the master class is too expensive or whatever, I often offer challenges or percent off or sales and so on and so forth, you do need to subscribe to the newsletter so you would have access to those specials. Lots of goodness on that site there.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Victoria, for joining me on Connected Roots today. We are thrilled to partner with Outdoor Classrooms, and I look forward to your future programs and professional development opportunities.
Terrific. Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.
As Victoria mentioned, you can learn more about Outdoor Classrooms at their website, outdoor-classrooms.com. You can also find them on Facebook at the handle Outdoor Classrooms 1. This concludes our episode of Connected Roots. Thanks for tuning in. Visit or subscribe to our podcast at hecoalition.org/podcast for news, heartfelt stories, educational experiences, and moments of kindness from changemakers around the world. Please also consider sponsoring our podcast. Your sponsorship allows us to continue this educational program for our global network of listeners who rely on the resources we share. Visit hecoalition.org/give for details. Thanks again for listening to Connected Roots, and thank you for all you do to create a more compassionate, equitable, and regenerative future.